1320 WILS. My next guest knows and knew President Bill Clinton very well. In fact, she had an extramarital sexual affair with him from the mid-70s until roughly 1991. Dolly Kyle is the author of the new book, Hillary, The Other Woman, a political memoir. Dolly, great to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me, Michael. I hope you're having a wonderful day.
Indeed. I'm very happy to have you here. And this goes way back to, you essentially grew up around Bill Clinton, and you went to high school with him, right?
That's correct. I did. And I always have to answer the question, yes, we graduated in the same class. No, we are not the same age. I skipped two grades, and people are always confused about it. So that's it.
How'd you do that?
Actually was pretty smart.
You'd have to be two grades. I've heard of one, never two. Now, what was it a friendship at first, or how would you describe your
initial? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was 11 when we met, and Billy was 12 going on 13. We met on the golf course, Belvedere Country Club in Hot Springs, and we became, there was an instant, as I describe it, a thunderbolt attraction, the Italian thunderbolt. And we became very close friends in high school. We dated, and we were friends.
Okay, so you were actually dating. He was your boyfriend then?
A boyfriend.
I
was a girlfriend. Neither one of us went steady, as they said back then.
Was he a flirtatious young man in high school then?
I would not call him flirtatious, no. I would call him more friendly. I think he, in a way that doesn't, I don't mean this to sound bad, but I think he treated boys and girls very much the same way. Billy wanted to be liked by everyone.
And was he?
So I think he was generally very well liked, yes.
At what point then did the relationship become a sexual one?
When we were much older. I just read an article that made it sound like it started right after high school, but it didn't. We remained friends through college. And then in 1974, I was divorced, and Billy was still single. Hillary was single, of course. Mm-hmm. And Billy moved back to Arkansas then. I was living in Little Rock. He moved to Fayetteville, which is in the northwest part of the state. He was teaching law at the University of Arkansas Law School, and he was running for Congress. And at that point, now Hillary was in Washington.
Were they together at that point?
Well, they had met at Yale at law school and several years before that, and Billy moved in with her. He told me about her in, I guess it was the fall of 72.
What did he say about her?
Well, he said that he'd met this law student, and she invited him to live with her. And
Were you being physical with him at that point?
Not in 72, no.
Not at that, okay. So he met her, and was he in love, or what was he telling you about her?
Well, he just sounded like it was a convenience.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay. Convenience? Mm-hmm. How so? What was so convenient about it?
Well, she had a place to live and he didn't.
She's his landlord, essentially?
No, I mean, he moved in with her. He didn't discuss it in any detail. Mm-hmm. He didn't say, wow, Dolly, I've met this wonderful girl. I mean, because he and I had the kind of relationship where we talked about boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, friends, things like that.
Even once the affair began with him, you were still open that way?
Well, in 1974, when we started seeing each other, he made it very clear, out of the blue one day, it was kind of a surprise to me, he said, "You realize I could never marry you."
Wow.
Which I thought, oh, I didn't know we were talking about that. And I had been married, as I said, I was married and divorced, and I had three little kids, and he saw that as a political liability, and I just saw him as a jerk. And
did he ever say to you that he loved you? That kind of
work?
He did. Okay, so it was that a deep relationship on that level.
And you know what's funny? You're the first person who has asked me that question.
Hmm. Well, I'm trying to imagine what it may have been like then. So you two were in love, would you say? Is that it?
Yeah, I would say that, yes. And I think that the attraction, as I said, was very strong from when we met, which is probably why it lasted 30-something years.
And he tells you I could never marry you. Were you able to love him after he said that?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact. I mean, he didn't do anything to offend me. He was actually being honest, which in retrospect was a rare moment.
So the relationship goes on. How did you balance the fact that, you know, you knew he was marrying and married to Hillary and meanwhile having a relationship with you? How did you deal with that mentally?
Well, it wasn't really a problem. He always acted like she was the other woman, and that's the play on words for the title of the book, Hillary the Other Woman. Mm-hmm. She came later, and as you can see now in retrospect with his relationship with thousands of other women over the years, she always was the other woman of some sort. And the other side of that meaning is that, of course, she is other than she presents herself to the world. And that's what I talk about in the book.
Was he ever worried that she'd find out? Or did he
no.
Never nervous or anything like that?
No. I mean, when they were in the governor's mansion, that's when I think it was the first time I remember his calling her the warden. And if I were going to go visit him at the mansion as opposed to somewhere else, he would say, call Buddy Young, who was his chief of security, and he said, call Buddy Young before you come over and make sure the warden is gone.
And he said that, was that a joking term he had for her?
Well, I don't know. I don't really think he said it with a great deal of affection.
Dolly Kahn, by the way, the author of the brand new book, Hillary, the Other Woman, a political memoir. Do you think Hillary knew about all his women all along, or?
Oh, yeah, I do. In fact, in 1974, as I mentioned, when we were dating and she was in Washington, Billy was dating a lovely young woman named Marla Kreider at the University of Arkansas, who was an undergraduate. He had volunteered to work in his campaign. And Hillary found out about Marla and came down and terrorized her and was calling her in the middle of the night and threatening her.
How do you know that?
Well, in this small world that is Arkansas, believe it or not, years later, Marla dated my ex-husband and became friends with one of my daughters, and she knew I'd had this relationship with Billy, and so she talked about it at quite some length.
And Hillary was calling her, threatening her?
Yes, and you know how when you're dating someone, or maybe you didn't do this, but we all send cute little notes and cards and things like that?
Sure.
Hillary came down, and she discovered the notes that Marla had written to Billy, and she shredded those and threw them out, and that's when I first thought of her as Hillary Scissorhands. Apparently, she managed to do that with emails things, too, so there's nothing new about the emails
scandal. She wasn't confronting him. She was confronting the girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. She was confronting her, and that was the thing, and I talk in my book about this strange psychological dynamic that Billy and his brother both had about wanting women to fight over him, and frankly, that was not my style. But in 1974, I packed up my kids, moved to Dallas to go to law school, and Billy wanted me to go to Fayetteville, to law school up there, but I'm so glad I didn't. I went to Dallas because of the better program there, and I did become a real estate lawyer and practiced law in Texas for many years. And by the way, I never got disbarred.
But you would still see him occasionally then, or?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And how would you meet up? Where would you two meet?
Just different places. Sometimes at the governor's mansion, and sometimes at a friend's house or my mother's house.
But Hillary wasn't there at those times, right?
Not that I saw. No, yeah. I don't think so.
You met her, right? You met her early on, face to face.
Yeah, I met her in that same spring of 1974 at the Democrat, the night of the Democrat primary in Arkansas.
And you describe her. I mean, it's pretty vivid how you describe her. What do you think?
I wasn't being tacky. When I met her, I was so shocked at her appearance. And Billy said, Dolly, this is Hillary. Hillary, Dolly. And I knew he'd been living with some woman named Hillary. And it just did not compute. I mean, this woman could certainly not have been the person he was living with. Yeah. I just thought it was a big joke of some sort.
You said she was wearing a brown dress-like thing to hide her lumpy body, her fat ankles, and her thick calves covered in black hair. Is that really? So she was very hairy at that time? Is that what it was?
Yes, I'm sorry. I just never had seen anyone look like that. You know, I didn't go to school in the Northeast where women didn't shave. You know what I'm saying?
So was he attracted to her, or what do you think was happening there?
Oh, well, that takes a whole chapter in the book. I mean, that's a psychological thing that goes back to his upbringing and all that. And
he wanted a woman to domineer him somehow, or?
His grandmother was the first female influence in his life because his mother left him with her for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of similarities between Hillary and that woman. And that is, you know, that's the real strong underlying draw there. And the, Hillary,
her personality, you're saying.
Her controlling meanness that he grew up with and sort of needed to.
It was familiar to him. Hey, tell
a
me this.
Spirit. Yeah.
Do you think she's had affairs along the way?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you think she has had some affairs along the way?
I thought you asked if I had one with her. She's never made a pass at me.
Did he suggest that, by the way, at some point? Did Bill suggest that or no?
Suggest the three of us?
Yeah, no, he did not. Or am I?
No.
So I want to get back to it. Do you think she had affairs along the way herself? What's your sense of it?
Okay, the only way I can tell you is this. I've heard the same rumors about her that you've heard. I heard the same rumors about Billy that you heard. I know the rumors about Billy were true. Mm-hmm. I'm presuming the rumors about her were true, but I do not have absolute evidence that I would stand on. No,
okay.
I don't have that.
And did he ever express any jealousies of his own, either about her or about you? Did he ask, like, who are you dating, that kind of thing?
No. I can hardly explain this, but it's like the two of us compartmentalized our relationship mm-hmm. as something that predated anyone else and that was our own little special bubble in the world. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it was wrong. Understand that it was wrong. I mean, I've repented of this. Right. It was definitely the wrong thing to do. Yeah, but we were very attracted, and it lasted for a long, long time.
I need to ask you, because one of the headlines is that he admitted to having sex with 2,000 women, and I know that's kind of a general number. What do you think the real? Do you think he had sex with over 1,000 women? Do you think that's actually true?
Yeah, I do.
And how would he have had time to do all this? That seems like an enormous amount of women.
Well, set your priorities and be a sex addict, and you can probably make that work.
Do you think he was safe or was he responsible?
No. And that is the miracle that neither I nor a bunch of women that I know did not contract any sexually transmitted disease. I don't know what's wrong with him now. He obviously looks terrible, and I don't know what kind of...
Do you think that's in his past now when you look at him? Does he look like that's something he's not doing anymore?
Well, I don't know. His trips to the Orgy Island on the Lolita Express were not that long ago. I mean, frankly, he doesn't have to be real active to have something going on.
Now, the end of the relationship, how did it actually end? Did he talk? I mean, did he have a discussion with you about it? Or?
Well, you have to understand that we broke up several times over the course of years. I mean, I got angry with him the night of the Democrat primary, not because of Hillary, but because of his turning his back on his mentor. Mm-hmm. And I've discussed that in the book, too. But, that disloyalty. But then I went back because we were attracted, and that's what we did. But the bottom line, the last time that I really had anything to do with him was in January of 1992 when he was running for the presidency, and a guy from the Star magazine left a message on my answering machine. This was the same reporter who had just broken the story about Jennifer Flowers the week before. Mm-hmm. And he said he had my story and left his number. And, of course, I wasn't going to call him or anything, but I called Billy to warn him about this. And he took that completely wrong.
He thought it was a threat.
I guess, but I talked to his secretary. Yeah. I mean, she'd known me for years, and she knew I wasn't going to do anything to hurt him. And so ultimately, even though I had no intention of talking to the media, and you can look at the record, I did not do the story. It did not come out in Star magazine. But Billy threatened me. He said, if you cooperate with the media, we will destroy you.
Wow. Look, Dolly, I want to have you on again because this is a very interesting, and really we scratched the surface a lot more in Dolly's new book, brand new book, Hillary, the Other Woman, a political memoir, Dolly Kyle. Dolly, let's talk again. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yep. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.